God bless you. This is Pastor Leonard Lucas III. We thank you for what you're doing. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this season. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We just worship you on today. This is an awesome time, my friends. An awesome experience where we can tap into the atmosphere of the Lord and begin to receive all the goodness that he has for us. I tell you, in this season, God is doing some amazing things for you. He is beginning to bring you into what I call the maturity of the faith, where you begin to separate yourself from your fleshly nature and walk into the spiritual consciousness of God. This is something that God has afforded to you through his grace and through the entrance of salvation. No man can take what God has planned and predestined for your life. They can't come against it. They cannot deny it. They cannot destroy the purpose that God has placed in your life. So we're excited about what God is doing in this atmosphere. We're so excited about what he's doing in this season. We're excited about what he's doing in this state, this country, and all across the world, that we're getting ready to see a manifestation of the believers coming together in unity of their faith, rising up. For the Bible says, when there are two or three gathered in the name of God, that he is in the midst. So that means our prayer atmosphere or our praise atmosphere will begin to invoke the inquiry of the Lord, that he has to come down and see about us. So as you begin to operate in your prayer atmosphere and begin to decree the word of the Lord over your life, it shall be established and God shall do some amazing things for you. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to show out on your behalf. I know you have heard this saying many of times from many different pastors, many different preachers, the prosperity message, the faith message, the message of blessings. But I want you to understand this is a different message, because as you begin to operate in obedience to the Father's will, he would not withhold anything good thing from you. The reason why a lot of people don't receive the manifestation of blessings is because they do not walk into the plan that God has for their life. They separate themselves from the plan that God has, and their life begins to go in chaos, and they begin to question God. And now they don't seek God for relationship. They only seek God out of their chaotic situation. I want you to know right now, as you begin to seek the Father in these next couple of days, as we're moving into our month of revival, begin to seek him like you've never seen him before. Begin to worship him like you've never worshiped him before. And out of that atmosphere, out of that experience, you begin to receive an encounter from him. I didn't word our worship experience as the worship experience or just worship service. I said a worship encounter. Because when you in an encounter, that means there begin to be conversation. There's intimacy in the encounter. That means somebody begins to see, God begins to come down in this place and get to see you and talk to you and inquire what's going on in your life. Because that's what God, your Father, wants to do for you. I'm so excited about what God is doing in this season as we've been on the Healing and Miracle broadcast. This is the Healing and Miracle broadcast on radio. And I just tell you, it is amazing that we can call on God, that we don't have to use any type of intermedium, that we can just call on him and say, Father, I need you in this time. I need some guidance. I need some clarity. I need understanding of what I need to do in this season. And so you have that power to begin to speak to your Father and talk to him and begin to understand what he's going to manifest in your life as you begin to stay obedient to why he has called you, why he's chosen you, and he begin to equip you. He will begin to develop you. You begin to walk in the fullness of the anointing that he has for you. So in this season, we just thank God for what he's doing in your life. We thank God for how he's ushering you into your purpose, into power. And we thank you for joining this Healing, Miracle, and Deliverance broadcast. I want to tell you right now, my friends, you may be going through a situation, trial, or test in your life, but I want you to know that you will come out of it. That whatever God has planned and predestined for your life, it shall happen for you. God bless you. We love you. And we thank you, my friends. And thank you for coming on the Healing, Miracle, and Deliverance broadcast.